BBC CWR. Now, on the 12th of September, London Youth Rowing will be hosting the inaugural Centurion Challenge. Now, the challenge will see rowing clubs from across the UK nominate their very own Centurions to row 100 kilometres. Now, the challenge will see rowing clubs from across the UK... No, I've just said that. I'm so good at reading. The challenge will showcase how local rowing clubs can help serve their communities by fundraising, and one local rower is taking part. Sam Winton from right here in Coventry will be taking on the challenge at the Coventry Building Society Arena in the city. Also joining us now with Sam to talk about the challenge is, drum roll please, three-time Olympic champion Andy Triggs Hodge OBE, who works with Sam and the London Youth Rowing. Hi guys, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. How are you? You are both okay?
Yeah, it's been great. What an introduction.
I do what I can, babes. Now, tell us about you first, Sam. You know, how did you get into rowing?
Well, I was never a particularly sporty person. I was definitely one of those that sat on the field plucking the grass, waiting for the bell to go, rather than getting involved. But I came to university and sort of had an idea that I'd just say yes to everything, and sort of accidentally ended up in rowing. And after the first time, I remember sitting there going, what have I done? It's 6 a.m, it's freezing, I'm in the middle of Scotland, I'm wet, I'm damp, but equally I loved it, and I kept going back, and from that moment on I became obsessed. And I came home at Christmas eager to carry on rowing, to discover that Coventry didn't have a rowing club. And that sort of started the journey with Here for Sport, of wanting more and more people to get involved and have that opportunity.
I love that. Now talk to us about Here for Sport. Tell us a bit more.
So it was actually after that Christmas that I set Here for Sport up, that I decided that I wanted to do something to make sure that more people could enjoy sport and not have the same journey I had of hating sport for a large portion of my life. And I wanted to get more people involved. So I set Here for Sport up to try and break down the barriers that stand in people's way, and all the things that stop us getting involved and stop us saying yes to the gym or stop us playing football or whatever it is, those things that stop us saying yes. And I wanted to use Here for Sport to stop that. And that's what we've been doing over the last 3 years, although most of it's been online because of coronavirus.
Of course. But the, you know, the reason you're doing it is great. And now we finally can sort of get back to this sort of sense of world normality, and you know, we can go outside and be together. I'm sure that, you know, it will just keep soaring, absolutely, because you're raising funds to go towards the foundation, is that right?
That is correct, yeah. We're looking to try and raise £5,000 to buy rowing machines to be put into local schools, so that we can actually go out to the schools and teach young people how to row properly and enjoy the sport and actually find a passion for it the same way that I did later in life. I'm hoping that if we can start that in Coventry, we can really get more and more people enjoying it and experiencing the sport for the first time. And hopefully in the not so distant future, we can actually have a rowing club that can nominate Centurions instead of silly old me putting myself forward.
Firstly, not silly or you, okay? Love that you've put yourself forward, because if you ain't going to do it, who's going to do it, baby? Do you know what I mean? Somebody's got to be first. It's like when you go on to a party, you know, these family parties, somebody always has to get to the dance floor first. You're just that person in the rowing situation. That's what it is.
Have we met before? That is also me on the dance floor, to be fair.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But you know what? I love the fact that you're trying to encourage young people to get on the rowers, because when I was going to the gym, I remember years ago when I used to go, especially, I had a lot of go on the rower. So maybe now I'm feeling like I didn't do it right, because I was like, this is not for me. And I used to bypass that real quick. Yeah, I used to bypass the row machine real quick.
you see that sort of awkward stare, and you go, oh, that is it is an intimidating piece of equipment. And like, I remember my first session getting on thinking, I know how to do this, I'll be fine, I've watched people in the gym do it, and then realising how wrong I was very quickly, and even now I'm not sure I'll do it right. I'm a bit intimidated whenever I talk to Andy, and I'm like, this gentleman's an Olympian and there's just me. So, you know, I don't think you'll ever get it right, but as long as you're not injuring yourself, I think it's the main aim.
Exactly. If we cannot hurt ourselves and the only hurt is from the exercise itself, then we're all good. But babe, tell us about the challenge.
So the aim is to row 100K. I have to thank Andy and London Youth Rowing for coming up with that lovely figure. Because if it was me, it'd have been a bit lower.
Five. But that's my answer.
Yeah, I don't think they'd have let me get away with five. Perhaps like 10, 20, 50, 50, but 100 is extreme. So the aim is to row 100K. I'm hoping to do it in 8 hours, which I think is... It's probably a bit ambitious at the moment, but we're working on it and we're hopefully going to get there. And whilst that's going on, we'll be inviting local school children from across Coventry to come and actually give it a go and row with me. There'll be people from Roark University Boat Club who will also be there helping teach people on the ground and on the day how to row and really give them a taste of the sport. And like you say, create this really happy atmosphere of the community coming together for the first time in a really long time to do a new sport and take advantage of a really new opportunity.
Incredible stuff. Well, babes, I absolutely wish you the best of luck for this. I know you're gonna absolutely smash it. Now, Andy, hello, are you with me, babes? You're still there?
I'm still here. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, how did you get involved with Sam?
How did we get involved with Sam? I actually can't remember how we connected, but you know what? What I'm discovering through my kind of adventure with Centurion Challenge is that we're discovering these amazing people which are hidden in our sport. You know, we hide behind the boat race and Henley and even the Olympics and sort of put these, you know, sort of quite elite organisations at the top. But we're discovering this amazing community of people who just want to do so much good and who are driving rowing for the right reasons, sort of into normal communities and people who can thrive getting access to this sport. And you know what? Sam's been an absolute amazing discovery. His passion, I mean, he's young, right? He's, what, 21? He's still at uni. He's set up this whole organisation here for sport to help drive sport in Coventry. It's amazing. I mean, and look, I've had a fairly... I'm really proud of what I've done in the sport. But... if I can use my 3 gold medals for anything, anything at all, it's to put behind Sam and people like Sam and the work they're doing, because that's what makes a difference. You know, when Here for Sport lands and we can help fund that project and get it into these schools. And look, I've seen the effect of giving access to a sport like rowing. Like, who thinks of like rowing? But there's a load of kids who don't connect with the mainstream sports like Sam, and actually... like me, you know, it took me a long time to find the sportsman in Andy Trigg-Sargent. When I found it, it completely changed my life, not just from a sports point of view, but from my education, how I approach school and university. It just changed everything. And that story completely played out so many more times with Here for Sport and Sam and the people like him around the country. And that's what my medals are for. I'm going to put them right behind him and his energy, supercharge it, blast into the stratosphere and actually show what this amazing sport can do.
That's amazing. That is absolutely incredible. Now, what exactly is your role in the London Youth Rowing?
So LYR, so I'm my formal title is Corporate Engagement and Events. I hang on the events bit because I'm just here to have a bit of fun. And I figured out the more fun I have, the more fun people will have around me.
Love that.
And that's what this sport is about. With the role we're taking on, LYR, we've been operating for 15 years. We're kind of experts in putting rowing into non-rowing environments. We work with 7,000 kids in London. We've just started up in Leeds. We're going to be working with 2,000 kids up there. And it's just to give rowing as an option. Take all the life skills that come with the sport. We add a whole package around it, around life skills and development with a Skills Builder program. And my work is just to make sure that people see the benefits of the sport, see it as an opportunity to sit alongside all the other great sports at school, and make sure that this, you know, humbly put, but great organisation can do its work. But then with the Centurion Challenge, we're helping to drive inclusive rowing across the country. without borders, without barriers, and just have some fun, man. You've got to go. We've just got to have a lot of fun, and you guys are having a lot of fun at the moment with the City of Culture. So
Yeah.
I'm involved. Let's get involved, you know. Let's do something great.
I absolutely love that. Now, just from everything you've just told me there, Andy, challenges like this are so important for getting young people involved in, you know, not just sport, not just rowing, but, you know, things like that. And the Centurion Challenge, am I right in thinking, is across the whole of the UK?
Yeah, so, look, we came up with the magic number of 100 miles. It was actually started, right, by a lady called Lucy. Lucy from Teens. She wanted to do 100K, and I convinced her to say, well, look, let's use it as a fundraiser. And we fundraised for a local school and a boat club in Boston, Lincolnshire. And that is where the Centurion Challenge was born. It is a big challenge. Lucy had MS. She was an ex-trucker. Rowing was kind of her saviour in many respects. She actually uses the sport to keep her legs moving. I mean, how bonkers is that? But, you know, we took that concept and we took it to 9 clubs around the country. So, yeah, there will be on the 12th of September, there will be 9 people from Newcastle, Leeds, Manchester, Coventry, Gloucester, Bedford, and 2 places in London, all doing their own Centurion Challenge, all fundraising for their own outreach projects. But, you know, Sam is the inaugural part of this inaugural challenge, and we'll stay with him as long as he needs help funding his program. One day, we hope we'll find a company who will be willing to back him, you know, wholly, and we can then move the Centurion Challenge on to another organization and help start their venture into inclusive rowing and getting into their local communities. But, you know, we're 100% behind Sam and his energy here for sport. He's doing exactly the right thing. He's an absolute beast for the sport. He's a champion. But what's going to be amazing is watching him do this 100K challenge. Like, and forgive me for saying this, he's not a normal person, but he is a normal person. You know, he's just a normal physiologist. He's not an Olympian. He is just a guy who's taken on this massive challenge, and he's going to be sure he can show what you can do with the sport, both
absolutely
culturally and physically. He's an inspiration. He holds my gold medals, man. He's what the passion for the sport is.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that. Andy, I'm so sorry, Sam. I'm so sorry. We've got to go because we've got to grab our 7 o'clock news. But I wish you the best of luck, Sam.